Dmitry Babich is a journalist with Sputnik News Agency in Moscow. He's a senior producer who specializes in international affairs, and we spoke with him via Skype Monday. Dmitry, thank you for your time.
Yes, nice to hear from you.
I'm wondering what kind of information is getting out in Moscow about what's happening in the U.S. with the presidential election and all the craziness going on with it.
Well, surprisingly, people are not very interested. Just today, I had my story turned down by an internet site for which I offered it. I thought it was a hilarious story. You know, it was about an article in the Atlantic Monthly where Jeffrey Goldberg, a well-known journalist who took an interview from Obama just recently, you probably remember, something about Obama doctrine, you know, or something. He wrote a story with just an idiotic headline. Let me read it. It's official, Hillary Clinton is running against Vladimir Putin. So I thought it would make Russia's readers interested. You know, I just tried to imagine what it would be, what a beating she would take if she indeed ran against Putin. But people were not interested. Simply said they didn't need it. So, in fact, it's interesting that despite all the anti-Russian rhetoric during the U.S. election, here people simply don't care.
And now there's this latest discharge of emails showing the corruption inside the Democratic Party, and the Clinton campaign, which looks bad because of this, turns around and said that basically Putin did that too.
Well, I mean, Putin himself joked a few weeks ago at the St. Petersburg Forum, he joked that his friends, when they complain about floods in Western Europe, you know, they tell him, if we believe our media, it was you who was to blame for these floods. You sent them.
Yeah.
So if Putin can send floods to Western Europe, why not corrupt the Democratic Party's officials?
You know, and they seem to be disregarding people that would actually have a motive, like, for example, Julian Assange, who is one of the founders of WikiLeaks, and that's the place these things were leaked to.
Well, I mean, we all know now that it was Putin who won the referendum on Brexit in Great Britain. At least if we believe David Cameron, he was campaigning then against Putin, and he lost, you know. We probably, you know, will find out soon that it was Putin behind the doping allegations. You know, it was him who created that mouse hole that no one has seen, and that, you know, Mr. McLaren had no photographs for. But it's just so easy. You blame everything on Vlad the Bad. My only question is, how long is this idiocy going to continue? When are people in Great Britain, in the United States, when they will just stand up and say, stop making idiots of us? Mm. It was not Putin who sent the floods. It was not Putin who, you know, made the Brexit fiasco. It was not Putin who corrupted the Democratic Party. It was you guys. And you want to rule us for 100 years more.
And, you know, in an interview about 2 weeks ago with an NBC reporter, President Bashar al-Assad of Syria was asked, and repeatedly, the guy was pressing him on it, what he thought about the U.S. presidential election and who he favored. And he was clearly trying to get him to say that he favored Trump so that they could tag Trump with Assad likes you, the way they've done with President Putin. And his answer was this. When they asked, you know, what do you think of the U.S. presidential elections? He said, I don't. He said, there is nothing connecting the words of American politicians with what they do when they go into office.
Well, that's exactly true. And it's interesting that basically when Putin was asked by Farid Zakaria, I still think it was a very stupid thing to invite him to that St. Petersburg forum. Okay, I mean, Zakaria is recognizable, but he is not a friend of Russia. He lied a lot. So why do we keep inviting all of these horrible people to Russia? Why do we keep giving a job to someone like Carl Bildt, you know? Today, I was asked by Alfa Bank why I wrote in my consumer's report that I didn't like their bank. I wrote to them because you hired Carl Bildt. having Carl Bildt on the editorial board of Russian Global Affairs, which is the Russian variant of foreign policy in Russia, it's like having Heinrich Himmler as a member of the editorial board of a magazine called Jews on the Planet Earth, you know, or Jews in the Global Affairs. Of course, Heinrich Himmler's idea would be to reduce the Jews to ashes. In the same way, if there is one person in the world who doesn't want Russia to be participating in global affairs, who doesn't want Russia to leave on the planet Earth, that is Carl Bildt. And we invite the people like him and Zechariah to the places like St. Petersburg. We put them on editorial boards of our magazines. This is idiocy. But anyway, so Zechariah was invited to St. Petersburg, and he asked Putin, why did you praise Donald Trump? And Putin replied, I never praised him. Where did you take it from? And Zechariah said that he took it from a news agency. You know, the news agency just wrongly translated Putin's phrase. Putin said that Trump was entertaining, you know, a bright person, entertaining person, and they translated it as brilliant, that he thought that Trump was brilliant. And I just can picture Zechariah, who, you know, searches through all these millions and millions of pages that are around him, and then he suddenly sees Putin on Trump, brilliant. And he just, you know, prawns on this news in order to ask that idiotic question to Putin.
You know, it's quite different here. I'm watching the coverage of the Democratic Convention that's just opening this week on CNN, for example, and in the New York Times, and looking at the coverage that they gave to the Republican Convention last week, which I attended, and there was a huge vector between what happened and what didn't, and particularly they were trying to stir up division in the Republican Party, and it was clear there was absolutely none after the little charade that Ted Cruz pulled. But at the Democratic convention, there's huge division, and it's very possible the Sanders people are going to walk out today, and that's not really being reported that way.
Yes, it's true, but I think after the interview, the so-called interview with Donald Trump published by the New York Times, which was not an interview, but a collection of misinterpretations. I mean, right. Trump said two sound things. First, he said, how can we lecture other nations when policemen are being killed on our streets in cold blood? And he said, why are we spending so much on overseas military bases? Why do we pay $800 billion per year for something that doesn't give us security? These were two sound things. And they quoted them. You know, both of these quotes were sandwiched in hundreds of words of unbelievable rubbish about Trump being a threat to humanity, about him breaking the tradition of the Republican Party, about him being like North Korea and like Russia. You know, Russia and North Korea are two very different countries, but... It was unbelievable. After that, and after Jeffrey Goldberg's article where he said that Hillary Clinton was running against Vladimir Putin, and then Trump, if elected, would take the world into, I quote, into the ages of slavery and darkness. Well, after that, I will not be surprised by any interpretations of the Democratic Convention.
Dmitry Babich, thank you very much for your time. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.